Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
1 year ago, the largest bank failure in the United States since 2008, the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, the place where Silicon Valley actually banked. Our Deirdre Bose is here on how startups are still feeling the effects of that for today's Tech Check. Hi, Dean.
Hey, good morning, Carl. So 1 year later, SVB's bust, that is still being felt here. The Valley is still searching for its replacement because SVB was extremely unique. It had tailored services to the earliest stage companies, partnered with VCs. It was an equity investor itself. It became a go-to lender as well for those considered and still considered too risky by traditional banks. Beyond that, the bank also played a key role in the everyday lives of founders and employees through mortgages and personal loans. I sat down with FinTech Careful co-founder Todd Roback earlier this week, who reflected on the changes and the gap that's still in the market.
I think we're halfway through it because banks like SVB, that they played a meaningful role in the ecosystem. They have a job to do. What we've seen, as I think you mentioned, is a fragmentation of some of those teams to great institutions, right? Some are at JP Morgan. Stifel's got a bunch of great bankers. Now you're seeing that value prop fighting its way back to market. I think we're in the first couple innings of that.
Payroll startup Rippling was at the center of the storm that weekend. It needed more than $500 million for paychecks when the bank collapsed, leading to tremendous uncertainty at thousands of the companies it served. That meant tens of thousands of employees. They didn't know if they'd even get paid. I spoke to CEO Conrad Parker this week as well, and he described that Thursday before the failure.
I got woken up by one of my executives at 5 a.m. On Friday morning saying, hey, there are a bunch of people saying that their paychecks didn't arrive. Friday was actually a big payday. And so no CEO of a payroll company ever wants to get that call. That's sort of your nightmare scenario. I got up, immediately got, swept the Legos off my kitchen table, sat down, got on a Zoom call with sort of, a bunch of the relevant people, and we started figuring out what we were going to do. And at the time, we reached out to our contacts, at SVB, the people who were responsible for payment operations, and they said, look, this is nothing.
Like Roback, Conrad Parker, he also talked about SVB's very unique role in the startup space. When he started Rippling many years ago, he needed a set of very specialized banking relationships that most banks, he said, would have never offered. And guys, since then, that hole that has left, it's being felt at the earliest stage companies, those that are losing, those that are pre-revenue, that really make up the innovation economy.
It does kind of sound like an argument, and we get this from the banking industry all the time, Dee, that regional banks, community banks have a place, even though relative to other countries, we have a lot more banks than they do.
That's right. And some are arguing that there should be more banking licenses. And SVB is just such a good example of how some of the smaller and regional banks, even though SVB was quite large, it was the 16th largest in the country, serve very specific roles. And there's a real opportunity for someone who can get in and be able to serve the innovation economy in the way that SVB did. But you can see as well, one of the unique things about the bank was that it took equity stakes in the companies which banked with them. So that number has gone down tremendously versus, say, a year ago.
It's been a year since the SVB collapse, the biggest bank bust since the financial crisis, and the end of an institution that was integral to Silicon Valley. Deirdre Bosa joins us now for today's Tech Check. And Dee, startups are still feeling the pinch, the effects of SVB's collapse.
They absolutely are. So after the collapse, you did see this flight to big banks, but that's not an option for many early stage companies, nor small and medium sized businesses. Their profile is considered too risky, or they may need specialized services, a role that only SVB really provided. A year later, that role still has not been filled. I sat down with Parker Conrad, Rippling CEO, yesterday. You might remember his startup was at the center of the storm because they provided payroll for thousands of companies, not just within tech. Here's how he describes SVB's unique value proposition to startups and Main Street small businesses.
I'll tell you the thing that was unique about Silicon Valley Bank for us, that was why we started working with them. When Rippling was just getting started, when it was like literally working out of like my actual basement, we needed to get a set of very specialized banking relationships to do what we wanted to do, to be able to move money on behalf of clients for payroll. And at the time, you know, most banks, you know, would never work with a company like ours.
SVB was essentially a one-stop shop for many startups, small businesses, and even their employees providing mortgages or personal loans. And SVB even took equity stakes in the companies themselves and partnered with VCs. So the concern that still exists 1 year later is that the next generation of innovation and entrepreneurs, they aren't getting funded in the new landscape, and that will have greater implications down the road for the so-called innovation economy, Dom.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.